Hi, you're listening to the TL Podcast. My name is Thomas Le Huyen, and I am interviewing someone who seems ordinary, but who is achieving extraordinary things. That is the quest of this interview. All right, this is an exciting one for me because I know her. This is Grace McGregor. How are you doing, Grace?
I'm good. How are you?
Grace McGregor from Wisebury, Wyoming. She has won the Property Officer of the Year, and she actually was nominated also in another category. Which one was that again?
Rookie of the Year.
I thought it was Leader of the Year. The way you talk to me sometimes, I feel like maybe she's the leader.
I'll take that.
All right. Now, I ask everyone the same thing to start with. Let's take it through the night. You're sitting there, or you're getting into the room. Can you just tell us how you were feeling then, and then the feeling after you heard your name?
I think it starts from getting ready. It was such, I was very nervous.
Right.
Very, very nervous.
Ready, but like at home?
Yes. Well, the apartment. Getting ready at the apartment. Mm-hmm. I was with Jade, so it was good with the friends, the partners.
Yep.
Getting very nervous I was, but walking in, it's such a surreal feeling.
Yes.
But it was good just being able to sit there, see everyone. But sitting down at the table when they started going through the awards, I was like, oh, the hands started going sweaty. I was like, oh, this is really nervous. But it was good. Like, I felt good, but I was definitely very nervous.
You were more than nervous because we actually got a video of you.
I know. I was like this. I was like, it was a good feeling. It was a really good feeling.
But you looked at someone and gave them the signal. Now, I'm not going to get it.
I did.
Okay. Who did you look at?
Jade.
So she was the one filming.
She was filming.
Oh, God. Okay. And so there was a moment when you didn't think you were going to win. What happened there? Was it a gut feel? Was it the way the name was called out? What happened there? Because there was that moment when, yeah, I'm excited. And then suddenly, nah.
I think it's excited, but too much self-doubt. And I feel like that's been a problem for many, many years, which yes. I shouldn't doubt myself because I know I've worked really hard to achieve what I have.
Yes.
But that was probably my biggest thing, like thinking, you know, I've done a good job, but they've done better. And that was was going through my head.
Okay, but was it the way that your name was pronounced that was a trigger? I mean, there has to be a trigger.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so. It was just lots of self-doubt.
Okay. Somewhere deep down, performance-wise, you don't always feel good enough.
I feel like I'm too busy comparing myself to others, and I shouldn't do that.
Okay.
I'm so caught up in that moment thinking, oh, they've done this so much good, and oh, maybe I haven't achieved that yet, or yes. something. So it's, I still feel really good with how far I've come, but then I'm like, there's always someone better than me.
Yes.
So it's always that thought in the back of my mind. But.
And then your name got called out. What happened then? Come on, tell us.
Oh, I was still very nervous. I was like, oh, I gotta get on stage now.
Yes.
But it was such a good feeling because I was like, I haven't been in the network for very long. I think it's been 10 months this month. So, but it was good. Name got called out. It was good. Went up and gave Crystal a big hug. And I was like, I wouldn't have really made it this far without having Crystal and Veronique. They've been probably my biggest mentorship throughout the whole thing. But I was like, I don't know. It was like a weight lift off my shoulders. I was like, okay, I've done it. And I was just really proud of myself for making it that far.
Okay. And then what? Jaden, he's around you. What happened then? Yes.
So I actually didn't look at Jay when I.
Oh, didn't?
I didn't.
What happened?
I was very nervous. I was so nervous. I remember I got up, my hands went over my face. I was like, oh no. And then Jade's like, you got to go. And I was like, okay. I went up and then I gave Crystal a hug and I was like, I can't look at anyone. I just got to get through this. But then I got up and I was like, you know what? I was like, I've done it. Let's do it. And then Cam gave me the big hug and then he was like, you've got this. And I was like, let's do it. And then did the speech, came down, and then Jaden gave me the massive hug. And I was like, oh, I just feel so much better now.
Yes.
But very nerve-wracking, but I made it.
What did he say? Can you share?
Or is that it? He was extremely proud of me.
Okay, it's not X-rated enough to.
No.
Okay,
No, definitely not.
All right, no problem. So tell me, why do you think you won?
Oh, I don't know.
What if you did know? Because a few things must have happened since. You must have gone back home and thinking, oh, why did they give it to me, number mm-hmm. one? And what do I have to do to retain it next year? Or what do I have to do now to go to the next level, mm-hmm. right? So these yeah. are the two questions you probably ask yourself. So yeah. Let's deal with the first one first. So why do you think that out of the finals, which is already amazing, and between first and second, sometime it's a nose. Mm-hmm. As I said, there's a category this year where the winner won by 0.1. Mm. Right. So that's just crazy, by just 0.1. So why would you have it over the other four?
You should tell me.
I can't because I what is it? I'm not at liberty. I have to use the fifth. I'll share with you one thing that I noticed because I've seen you around. You have shown a lot of grit in tough moments. I know there's tough moments where you guys just go to water, right? So when it's about role play, I know it's not the best thing. When it's about doing something in front of maybe a colleague, you're not there. But yeah. there seems to be that element when you're asked to do something that most people go, oh, man, I'm scared. I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. You just grabbed it by the horn and just do it.
Yeah.
Right? And that to me is an enormous amount of grit that you have about you that you may not know. Mm-hmm. You've got something in you. It's almost like the tigress that's just waiting to be shaken. Mm-hmm. Right? But you like it dormant.
waiting for it.
Don't wake it up. Don't wake it up. And so I think that is a huge element in you. But what else is there about you? Because I've seen you in the last 10 months, you've seen two or three other people around you. Every single time, people ask you to do stuff. Yeah. I've seen people load you with work that they should have done. I've seen people asking you to do things that I know they were uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, whether you're stupid or because you can't say no to people, you just went... Yes. Now, sometimes it's too much. I mean, we had a discussion when it started to affect your fam yes. and your private life. Remember that?
Yeah.
But up until it's a disturbance to your children, for you it was, yeah, no problem. I do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is a huge element. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you think you have that the other four had a little bit less?
I never gave up.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit more about that? What is it in you that got you to that level? How old are you?
22.
Baby. So that at the age of 22, and your mother of twins?
Twins.
How old are they?
Three.
They're 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe that you are a person who never gave up even before they were born. So what is in you that gets you there? That gives you that value?
Personally, I would say before kids.
Yes.
It was, I had no strive for excellence. I was just like sitting on a baseline, just I'm going to work because I have to work. But I'd say my biggest thing now is my kids, 100%. I was like, if I didn't have my kids, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Wow.
Yeah. Personally, I feel like everyone has different teen years. Yes. And I guess my teen years wasn't the greatest, like probably for many. I was like, but I met my partner. And then obviously I felt pregnant at a very young age, which such a load of stress and very early on in our relationship.
Yes.
And then it came to a part where kids had to go to school. And I was like, I want to set myself up in a career where I can grow. And just looking at that now and coming into real estate, my biggest thing that pushes me now is my kids, 100%. I wouldn't be where I am today without my kids.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit more? Why are the children, I mean, is it because you want them to emulate the way you are? Or obviously, you want the best for them.
Yes.
But why such a drive?
I think every parent has the same
No, that's not true. I don't have that kind of a drive. I mean, my kids take advantage of me. It's a very different thing. So it's not the same thing.
I don't know.
What about Jaden? I mean, does he have that kind of a drive after he became a father?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then something really happened. Yeah?
Something really happened. Me and Jaden, when we met,
yes,
it was very much, boyfriend and girlfriend, teen years, yes, here, there, doing whatever.
Yes.
Kids came into the picture. Life's completely settled. We don't drink. We don't do anything. Our life is literally.
You don't drink?
I don't drink.
Only on special occasions. I thought it was your twin then that turned up at the.
God. Only on special occasions.
Okay. Yes. So you say.
But yes. Yeah, so honestly, it was the kids that changed both of us. If we didn't have the kids, I would say I wouldn't be where I am today.
Okay.
And I think the same goes for Jaden. But Jaden's made such a massive impact on me as well, because when I come home and I'm like, oh my God, like today's been so stressful. He's like, it's okay. Like he comforts me and he's like, so like tomorrow will be better. So like I still even then wouldn't made it this far without him as well.
He's a calm kind of guy.
He's very calm, which is really good for me.
What does he do? Does he meditate or what? What's going on? No. He's so calm. Every time I see him, I just calm down by the look of him.
He's very calm.
Yes.
I think that's why he's good for me.
Yeah, you go get it. But maybe that's also why you guys so yin and yang, is that he needs that go-getter. Sometimes it's like, you know, okay, we need a bull now. You go, you right? I get. Okay. So what's next from here? What are you going to do next year or this year for next year's award?
Property manager. Eventually, but I obviously don't know when you get to move on to the role to a property manager from being a property officer. I'm not aware of that. But yes, this year, I'd really love to focus on BDM.
Yes. Okay. Because a property manager is someone who not only like just farm the business, looks after the business, but also attract the business.
Mm.
And I get it. When you're talking about BDM, yes, BDM is an element that really attracts that role, because you have to be able to just present yourself so that someone says, yeah, I'm going to give you my baby.
Yeah.
Right? You can have my house to look after. Mm-hmm. And you learn a totally different skill set, where the other one, yes, you learn the discipline of emailing, getting the quote, and you don't always have to call for quotes because you can get the same quote as you used before, and because you know what a boiler costs for whether it's for this one or that one, you know?
Yeah.
But when you do BDM, you're no longer farming. You're now hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a great property manager, you have to be able to hunt, farm, and manage people. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to talk to people in such a way that they say, yes, I will follow your advice.
Yeah.
Okay? So some of the skills that you learned this year, what would you say? What are the, let's say, up to 5 skills that you've learned from your position?
Skills.
If it's only one, it's one.
It's a great question.
That's right, and I'm not going to edit, so they listen in.
That's okay. I don't know.
Okay, we did some role plays.
Mm.
Come on, that's a big, big conquest of yours.
Yes, absolutely.
The first role play, I remember I was on Zoom and you ran out of the room.
I did.
Yes, I know. We had to throw a search party for you. The police brought you back with handcuffs. That's how we found you back, right?
Yes.
So if that is not a big conquest of yours, what else is in the job? It's crazy.
Well, you could say that.
Yes.
I mean, recently I went to lunch with Veronique, and I think I even said to Veronique as well, when I started, if you told me I was doing role play, I would think, God, no, absolutely not. But now I come in, I'm very open-minded. Obviously, I'm still nervous, but I'm like, it's obviously becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable. So I've reached that part now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I actually give it a shot now, which is what I'm proud of, because yes. I didn't before. I wouldn't step in a room if we were doing role play. So yeah. I'm like, I give myself a pat on the back for that, because I'm like, that's such a big thing for me, because I'm like, it is uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, it's not natural.
Yep.
But here now, we overcome it.
That's why on the night when we knew you had to give the acceptance speech,
yes,
after your name was nominated, I had to send four guys to lock all the doors.
Yeah, that I was very nervous. I don't know if you saw, I stopped halfway through it because everyone was looking at me and I'm like, oh no. It's okay, it's all right.
Yeah, that's cool. So anything else that you mastered this year, you reckon, beside that safety in role plays, or the daring to go outside?
I'd say managing as much as I am at the moment. I feel like right now I'm not just managing my family, but I'm managing a whole portfolio right now. Not managing, but it's my eyes at all times on the 140 something properties we have. So that's probably been a really big thing, because like I said, we haven't been here. I haven't been in real estate really long. So being able to accomplish that,
yes,
has been a really good learning. Really, yes, good learning.
Yeah. Okay. And earlier you said you want to master BDM. Why is that? I know I said why, but what about you? What was your reason? I should have started with you.
It's a great question. I don't really have like a thing on why, but I'm like, it's something different to where I can still incorporate it into me still doing property management. So if I can learn the different aspects, I've got different roles that I can still do, because like, I think that I love property management. I love that not every day is the same, but I'm like, if I still have that thing on the side to where I can still be going out on my own and earning something, why wouldn't I?
Okay. All right. Now, in the role that you're doing, just tell me a little bit about the toughest moment.
Toughest moment. Personally, yeah, right, I would say my toughest moment has been my recent tribunal case that I've just ended, which was going on for several months.
Yes, tell us a bit about it. Don't tell the name, don't mention name, just the event.
Yep, so it was a property with quite a lot of malicious damage.
Yep.
So lots of going through insurance, back-to-back tribunal cases. But it was good that I got to see that from the start. So I was able to work through it from beginning to end. I was very proud of myself and Crystal with how hard we had to work on that case.
Yes.
And we got a really good result at the end. So
yes,
that was very, very hard.
Yeah. What was hard in that?
I don't know. It was just overall, I think like that one, I started probably, I think it was like my third month into property management.
Yes.
So I was thinking, oh my God, what is this type thing? Like, what am I doing? But I wouldn't say more hard. It was because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm doing this role now in favor of the landlord. I'm representing the landlord. So I got to think past, oh my God, I'm nervous standing in a courtroom. At the end of the day, this is the landlord's asset and I got to do what's best for him. But it was just that fear of like, what could happen?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
That was probably my biggest thing.
Probably the most anxious moment, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's out of your hands. It's in a magistrate's hands, yeah?
Yeah.
What I want to ask, I believe that the toughest moment that you had to encounter was probably the tenant with the dog. Yeah. That was not the toughest. That was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
want to take me through that for a second?
Yep. So I was doing my normal routine inspection.
Yeah.
Everything was going okay. Everything was all right. This said person, we'll just say,
yep,
Rebecca, has had warnings in the past for not being able to have a dog at the premises.
Yes.
Dog got removed. I went out, I asked the guy that was there as well, which was the partner, do you mind if I go and have a look in the backyard? Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Wonderful. They've got this shed, we'll say, out the back.
Yes.
I can hear ruffling going on inside, and I turn around and I said, oh, like, what's that inside? And then he said a very stupid thing, which I probably won't say. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't think that's right. And then next minute the dog came into a little broken hole at the bottom of the shed. And I said, so you lied to me. I said, I'd rather you be honest with me and then we can work through it. I was like, but if you lie to me, I don't have any trust in the situation then. And then that was my opportunity there for me to be able to take a photo. I was like, because I need some sort of evidence to help this. As soon as this person saw me take a photo of this dog, it turned absolutely nuts. Very verbally aggressive, was shouting, yelling every name under the sun. So my biggest instinct then was, oh my God, I need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go exit through the side of the house because I had some gates, but every gate was locked. So I had to go back through inside of the property, which wasn't good because even then was screaming this, that. So that was really challenging, but I was like, I have to stay calm. I don't want to see him looking at me thinking like, oh, I'm anxious. But my biggest thing was just get out of this property. That was, it was a lot. It's a lot of emotions that day.
Yeah. How did you conquer that? Because anyone would have just gone home and probably disappeared for 7 days.
Oh, I had my tears. I definitely had my tears because I was like, that was my first experience I've had like that.
Yes.
But I got back to the office. I spoke and I got up and I was like, you know what? It's fine. It's like we move on and we deal with it.
Yes.
And I feel like that's probably the best thing. Don't dwell on it. I was like, what can we do now to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Yes. Yeah. We spoke about it and we thought it was very stupid. Yes. So next time you'll do it differently. But I feel that in your life, you've had many of these moments, you know, where you had to go and conquer the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No.
And maybe that's the grit that you have for success,
mm-hmm.
right? I see someone like you and I go, she's going to be a great success. And there was no doubt in my mind that you were going to just get this award because mm-hmm. it's a tough award. You know, usually when you're an assistant someone or when you're a property officer, there's always someone higher. And you don't know what they're going to push you in. and you can't say no to them because, hold on, if you say no, well, probably the door is going to be out there next.
Exactly.
Right? So you constantly have to say yes. Yep. But as you just told this story, I mean, that's one of the many moments when you go, okay, let's get tougher, yep. right? And a lot of people, they don't. A lot of people just sit down and go, no, I need to stay within my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like lots of, well, I don't know, I'm just what I'm thinking.
Yes.
I feel like sometimes property managers like itself will give the, not the hard task, but something to the property officers to where they need to learn. It's not going to be a nice task, but it's the only way you're going to get past it.
Yes.
Which has been really good in my instincts because I've faced some really challenging tasks this year.
Yes.
And last year, but it's helped me so much. And like I said, my biggest thing that I'm so grateful for is the rent roll because so many tasks I had to learn in such a short period. And I'm really grateful for it because I've learned so much in such a short period of time. And it's turned me into the agent I am now. So yes. I'm very grateful for it.
Wow.
I don't think many people would say that.
But. I can't believe you're 22. Seriously, you talk like someone's 52.
Thanks.
Okay. Listen, we're getting to the end of the podcast. So I'm going to ask you one last question.
Sure.
How do you know you're leading an inspiring life?
Because I see the way my kids are growing up.
That's half the answer. So kids. What do you mean? So how do they grow up?
Because of us. They see how we are.
Yes.
They follow in our footsteps.
Yes.
And that's my biggest thing. I don't want them to turn out like me, but I want them to follow in my footsteps. And if I can do it, they can do it.
God, I love it. Thank you so much for your time today, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.